Hello, this is Apology. Apology is not associated with the police or any other organization, but rather is a way for you to tell people what you have done wrong and how you feel about it. All statements received by Apology will be played back to the public, so please do not identify yourself. Talk for as long as you want. If you prefer a taped interview with me, leave a number. Thank you.
Yeah. My name is Mike DeVito, and I'm a mugger of sorts. You see, I beat homosexuals, and I take their money off. Just for this, not that I really need the money, I just like to beat homosexuals. And some once in a while they wear gold, and I take their gold jewelry too. Sometimes I let them pick me up, and let them take me to their apartment. And then I ravaged their apartments. One time I even killed one. I put a cold blade in and sucked his chest. I hate homosexuals. And I feel really good about killing them. Because they're the scum of the earth. They're crazy, they're sick people. And I think they should all be done away with. Yeah, you people are a bunch of fucking dicks.
I'd like to talk to you very personally. A 20-year-old male, homosexual. I'm having a lot of trouble dealing with the fact that I don't know what to do. It's really intimidating me. I've really been living with this for quite a few years. I've never dealt with the idea. It's really, really scary. I'm really upset. Really very scary for me, you know? For me, you're scary. Really scary. But, couldn't you help me, please? Do you think you could help? I appreciate your help. Thanks.
My party is not my party, it's the state of party. Look at the damage that the state did. Why you would have a right to ask the individual to apologize for what? The state is the one that made the individual. Look at your jails, look at your institutions, mentally, or your financial institutions. Look at your girls. Go up and down time, look. And you want the individual to apologize. You got some damn nerve. Who are you? Where's the churches? Where's the synagogues? Where's the marches? Where's the people got thinking of dollars, tax-free money? And you want somebody to apologize? What right? Me guilty? I'm not guilty. The state is guilty. The state is the one that should apologize how they got the masses in such dire condition. Apology. You really have nerves, don't you? Who are you anyway? Who set you up? Would you set up by CIA or some other damn stupid organization? What right? I have not committed a crime against the individual. The state has been one who has committed the crime against individuals. Apologies? No. I don't think that you want to talk to me.
Well, you see, it's like this. 2 years ago, when the blackout happened, I broke into a store and stole $10,000 worth of merchandise and went running around the streets hysterically for days afterwards. The guy never found out. I've made a lot of money on the deal, and unfortunately, I feel very good about it. Now, I'm sorry, this isn't a joke, this is for real. I hope other people apologize, but I feel very good because the guy I took the stuff from made out like a bandit with the insurance company and everything's hunky-dory now. Terrible morality, but so goes Rome. Bye.
Sorry, man. That's the biggest story I've ever seen a killer, man. This is a little fucker, man, but she said she was going to go to the cop. She said she was going to get the cops on me. Why I had to kill her, man. I was like, what's up? If they ever fucking catch me, man.
Hi, listen, the first thing I wanted to do was apologize for having to call up and bug your line, you know, but I just had such a rough day, you know. I'm really sorry to have to be imposing on you and taking up the time, because I realize that this tape should be used by other people who really, you know, actually need it. So I basically just wanted to apologize for bugging you in the first place. You see, I just had a really rough day. I got out of bed, I stepped on the cat's tail, I apologized to the cat, but the cat just, you know, he just wouldn't take any kind of consolingness. You know, I gave the cat fresh litter, I gave him new food. So then I walked in, and getting the food, I dropped some on my mother's clean floor. You just don't know how sorry I was. I told my mother, I said, Mom, look, I'm really sorry, that she was just as upset at me as the cat was. You know, the cat's walking around limping its tail. So my father comes in and says, what the hell did you do to the cat? I said, look, I'm sorry, the cat is okay. And the mother starts yelling at me and says, look, what even did my floor? And so my father comes in and says, you lousy kid. He says, get out of here. I said, look, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And my sister comes in, and I had dinner at a new car last night. What did I do? I was driving down to Brooklyn, Queens. Somebody stopped in front of me. I hit the brakes. It just didn't work. So I got out, and the officer says, you're guilty for tailgating. I said, I'm sorry, officer. What did I do? And he says, sorry, sorry. So he gave me a ticket that you just wouldn't believe. And the lady says, look what you've done to my new car. I've only had it for 6 months, and this is the first kind of dent or anything. She says, you lousy schmuck. And I said, look, listen, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. So listen, I'm sorry for taking your time, but thank you for having this service. And hey, look, I'm sorry if this didn't come across right.
I've been screening my sister, and we've been doing this for 5 or 6 years now, and she wants us to live together, and I don't want to do that, because our mother's still alive. And I don't want to, really screw up my mother. But my sister, she's really neat. She's really good. She's beautiful. And, she's like, the best fuck I've ever had. And I really, she's really nice. But she wants to live together. And, and she thinks we can flip it by our mother, but I don't know what to do about it right now. So I'll call you when I find out.
In my life, I've taken all sorts of jobs, and they've made me very crazy, so to say. And I killed a man when I was with my boyfriend robbing a drugstore. And we killed him, but we didn't mean to. And we went to the hospital, and they said he was dead. And we didn't get caught, but it's on my mind, and it's a guilty feeling. And after that, on several occasions, we've mugged people, and
see, I have this friend, and I'm 12 years old, and in school, I keep on, snapping her bra strap, and I feel real bad, but I just can't stop. I have to tell somebody. That's it. Bye. I'll call back sometime if I do something else wrong. Bye. Oh, this is the truth. I'm not lying. Bye.
Well, Ashley, I would like to confess something that I'm not sorry about. And maybe by confessing it, I'll feel better in the long run, because I think I'm supposed to feel guilty about it. But when I was 5 years old and growing up in the tropics, I was such a rigid Catholic. and I believed in the Virgin Mary, and I always used to look at the light bulb in my bedroom and imagine that the Virgin Mary was somehow encased in the light bulb. And one night I actually had a blue vision, and the light bulb turned blue, and I was just sure it was the Virgin Mary's robes. But also, I was really obsessed with the devil and right and wrong and sin and heaven and hell. And one day, I was playing, I was 5 years old, and I was playing with this little boy who was 3 years old. He was the son of our seamstress, and he was a very whiny little boy. And we were playing out on the terrace in the back, and I decided that I would experiment with him. So, he was one of those types that you could tell to do anything. He was very malleable. So I said, come with me to the edge of the terrace. And he did. And I led him by the hand and I had him stand on the edge. And then I said, now close your eyes. And he did. And then I went behind him and I pushed him. And he fell. And thank goodness he didn't die or hurt himself. He just sort of bruised himself a little bit. And he started weeping and screaming and hollering. And his mother ran out. And she said, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I looked at her really innocently and I said, well, I don't know. He just fell. And he kept crying and screaming and his mother beat him up because he was weeping and he was so stupid for falling off the terrace. And so I got away scot-free. And ever since then, I've often wondered. Bye.
I'm sorry. I stole money. And I've been stealing money for quite a long time. It's a compulsive urge that I have. I can't help it. Whenever there's money lying around, I steal it. And I'd steal your money, too, if it were lying around near me. I'm sorry, people, but I steal money, and I'm sorry for it. I'm just poor. That's the bottom line. If this economy got better, and I could get a lucrative job, career, employment, that kind of thing, I'd be all right, but I have to steal. I'm sorry. Bye.
Well, I had an affair with somebody without my husband knowing it, but truthfully, I don't feel guilty about it at all. In fact, I feel rather good about it.
Taped interview? What do you mean by taped interview? Hello? Yeah, I'd like to apologize to my brother, Walter. My name is John, and I feel I let him down, and I was confused at the time when I did. But now I know the right way. I believe I owe him an apology, and I want him to see me when I come visit him down prison. I guess that's all I got to say to you, but I would like to see my brother personally. And he doesn't want to see me anymore, but I'd like to see him. Somehow get back on his list.
What's your name? What's your name? Tell the people, who are you? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? I don't want to talk to you unless I know what your name is. You give me your name and I'll talk to you. If you want to see me personally, what's your name? For Christ's sake, what's your name? You can call me at 339-19, area code 201. What's your name? You call me and tell me what your name is. And then maybe you might get apologies. My name is Jim. I want to know what your name is. You can call me anytime at that number. If I'm not there, I'll be there soon. I want to know what your name is.
Hello?
Hello, is John there, please?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, is this John?
Sure is.
Hi, this is Apology calling you back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, how you doing?
How are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
What's your name?
Well, I keep my name anonymous.
Oh, I see.
Because, I'll tell you why, if you're curious, just because I get a lot of phone calls, a whole wide range of stuff. Some of this stuff, they get threatening phone calls and weird things, and I'd rather people didn't know who I was or where I lived and so forth.
You see, there's a misunderstanding. I want to apologize to my brother.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you could reach him.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I have any special ability to do it.
Yeah?
I could write him a letter for you or something like that.
No, I'd rather do it myself.
Yeah.
I really don't even know why I called, to tell you the truth.
Well.
Like, who are you anyway?
Well,
you
know, I just...
Why did you put... I want to challenge you on what you put in the paper.
Oh, okay. What paper did you... What did you see?
The Jersey Journal.
Oh, see, I didn't even know it was there. When did you
see... How come you didn't know it was there?
Well, I guess someone must have written about it and put it in there. What city is that?
Oh,
is
you
that,
didn't put it in there?
Not me personally. It was an article about me. What did it say?
Well, why are you asking these questions?
Oh, because I don't know anything about this.
Oh, you don't?
No, in other words, someone probably wrote an article about what I'm doing and put it in there.
Well, what are you doing?
Oh, okay. What I'm doing is this. I'm going around and I'm putting up posters and telling people that if they want to, like, make a public apology for anything they've ever done wrong, they can, like, call my number.
All right. Do you want me to read you your rights first?
What's that?
Should I read you your rights first?
Sure.
You have the right to remain silent, right?
Oh, sure.
Anything you say and do may be used against you.
That's true.
That's true, right?
Yeah, well, I tell people to not to identify themselves.
Are you on the record?
What do you mean?
Are you on the record as what you're speaking of?
Yeah, yeah.
See, I feel that you are Satan.
Really?
I really do.
Why?
You put your fiend himself in the newspaper, didn't you?
No, I don't quite understand what you mean. Why would I be Satan?
Oh, let me get your article. We'll talk about it if you dare to.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah?
See, you wrote in here, Mr. Apology is an artist, not a priest.
Right.
Now, why don't you know what you wrote?
Because I didn't write that. I haven't even seen the article. What is the
What's
article?
Your name?
I can't tell you my name. What is the article? Who wrote the article? Does it say?
It sure does.
What does it say?
Don't you know?
No, I honestly don't know. I really don't. See, I'll tell you, look, there have been articles written about what I'm doing. And sometimes, like, an article will be published, like, one writer wrote something about it in the Washington Post. And then after that, other papers picked it up across the country, and I don't even know where it's been printed. See, so I don't even necessarily know about it. And I don't know anything about it. I don't even know what city the Jersey Journal is in.
It says here. It's got a name here.
What is the name?
I don't want to tell you. You tell me.
Well, is the name Henry Allen?
Could be.
Well, if it was, he's a writer for the Washington Post in Washington.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if that's, I don't know if that's who it is. And that article has been printed in Detroit and has been printed in other places, too.
Well, shouldn't they get in touch with you before they print things?
Well, no, because the article is written by the, you know, it's owned by the Washington Post and written by their writer, Henry Allen, and I don't have any control over what they do with it. It's, you know, it's like as though they wrote a story about Jimmy Carter. I mean, Jimmy Carter can't say where it's used.
Who are they quoting here? In my life, I've taken all sorts of drugs, and they've made me very crazy.
Oh, that's one of the phone calls that someone made. That's a real phone call. Someone
okay,
said
why
that.
Are you interested in me anyway?
Oh, I'm only interested in you because you called, you left your number, and I feel it's, you know...
I'm sure a lot of people must have called you, right?
Oh, yeah, lots
How did
of
you ever get to me, though?
Oh, you gave me your telephone number.
Right.
And so I'm just, you know...
See,
I'm just,
not afraid of you if you are Satan.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't have to be afraid of me because I'm not Satan. And believe me, I don't mean you any harm.
I don't
and,
know that. See,
oh,
see
well,
right here, attention, amateurs, professionals,
yeah.
criminals.
Yeah, right. See, what I'm trying to do is, let me explain it to you.
I'm only quoting with quotation marks here.
Yeah, okay, fine.
See, these ain't my thoughts.
Yeah. What I'm trying to do is, I'm trying to... make a way for people to, like, anonymously, you know, without identifying themselves.
Oh, see, I thought maybe Satan could get in touch with my brother.
No.
Because I'm starting to think that he went the wrong way, and see, he doesn't want to see me.
Yeah.
He's in a position where I can't see him unless he wants me to.
Because he's in prison and so forth.
Uh-huh.
That's what you said before, you know.
How do you know all this?
Oh, this is what you told me.
You remember everything? Everybody's problems?
No, I don't remember everything, but I remember your phone call pretty well.
Why?
Well, I mean, I could tell you in essence what you said on the phone call. Well, it was pretty recent.
All right, there's a lot of things in this article that you're trying to say don't confess to God?
Well, what I'm saying is that people who hurt other people should have a way of apologizing to people, you know, because it's people that they hurt.
Yeah, see, I've hurt someone, not physically.
Yeah, well, sure.
And I would like to apologize, but that's up to me, isn't it? I mean, I would do it face-to-face, not,
oh, yeah.
Not this way.
Oh, that's better. I mean, if you can do it face-to-face, obviously that's the way to do it.
Yeah. It says here, it is to people that you must apologize, not to the state, not to God.
Right.
What do you mean you don't apologize to God?
Well, you can apologize to God.
You say not to. It's not funny.
Well...
You say don't apologize to God. That's... God comes first, doesn't he?
Well... He may for you, he doesn't for me, because I don't believe in God.
Oh, you don't believe in God?
No.
Oh, that's why I don't want to talk to you. Goodbye, Satan.
Bye-bye.
This is really strange. I'm afraid someone's sitting there and laughing, but I want to apologize to myself for not being everything I could have been, for having a lot of talent I didn't use. And I guess nobody's anything they, you know, everything they should have been, but I think I've really screwed it up a little more than I should have to begin with. That's not like I'm very old, I still have time, but it's nice to kind of admit that I have regrets. I've always said I never regretted anything. I feel like I'm a confessional. Anyway, have a nice night. Good night.
I'd like a large pizza, two small cokes, and a piece of art, please.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm calling long distance from Philadelphia because I read the article in the newspaper. And I said to myself, I have to call up and say, I didn't call Ron's grandmother, and I haven't called my parents, and I didn't wish them the happy Thanksgiving. What else haven't I done? Probably a thousand other things. And I just wanted to call to say these things. I'm tired of feeling sorry, so I'm actually apologizing. I apologize. That's how I feel. I'm sorry I ever had sex for the first time, because now I, too, am a fallen woman. I am not the proverbial virgin that I should have been forever and ever, and I should have never done that. Well, that's all I wanted to say.